Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's switch gears now and talk about America's presence in the world. When President Biden took office, he made this pronouncement.
I speak today as President of the United States at the very start of my administration, and I'm sending a clear message to the world. America is back.
But after decades of war and a chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, after stepping back from global alliances during the Trump administration, and as the U.S. leads the world in daily cases of COVID-19, is America really back? Should it be? Let's talk about the role and the reputation of the U.S. in our changing world with Walter Russell Mead. He's professor of foreign affairs and humanities at Bard College and a columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Walter Russell Mead, welcome.
Good to be here.
So let's talk about what back means as Joe Biden describes it. You have written that as administrations change, the U.S. foreign policy establishment still believes in a strategy around the world to promote America's interests. So what are the main pillars of that vision?
Well, of course, it changes from time to time. But in general, the idea is that building a what you call a, quote, liberal world order or rules-based international order is in America's interest. And that means where that order is threatened, the United States needs to respond.
And over the years, we've heard about kind of American priorities of free markets, free trade, secular democracy. Is that part of the vision still, you think?
Well, that's, I mean, you know, when we ask what are the elements of the rules-based international order, the idea of a global system organized around free trade, every country is deriving enough economic advantage from their ability to trade globally that countries will accept that system and not try to challenge it. And in the same way that American power provides a kind of a security umbrella so that no country thinks it can disrupt the international order through aggression. Mm. And then the hope also is that promoting the rule of law and democratic governance around the world will produce governments that are happy with this international rules-based order.
Now, this idea, of course, is being challenged at the very least. If we just look at the global dashboard on these questions, we see Afghanistan back in the hands of the Taliban. We see a China more authoritarian than ever. Hong Kong perhaps will never go back to what it was. And autocrats employing a Trump-style playbook in Brazil and Turkey and the Philippines. Are there interests in the world that actively want to see an America on the decline?
Look, I think after the end of the Cold War, most Americans in the foreign policy universe thought that Russia and China would fit into the international rules-based order the way that after World War II, Germany and Japan came to accept and even love the rules-based international order. Mm-hmm. And what really happened is that primarily for domestic reasons, Russia and China both decided not to do that. And they tend to see the liberal element of the rules-based international order as a threat to their own domestic regimes. So they are actively seeking to disrupt it.
Well, let's talk about China. The so-called sixth plenum just ended there with the Communist Party envisioning a more muscular global China in the coming decades. How are China and other adversaries taking advantage of what they see as an America in decline?
What they seem to think is that, first of all, they're not sure that when Biden said America is back, they look and they see, well, gee, is that really true? How do the Democrats think they're going to do in the next midterm? It looks to people overseas as if Biden's statements about America are as strong as the prospects for Democratic victories in elections. What happens if Trump comes back in 2024? So that uncertainty means that lots of countries are beginning to think that this order is not nearly as stable as they once thought, and they start trying to tug and pull at it. And in particular, China and Russia, who are the most determined adversaries of this system, seem to have kind of developed a sort of division of labor that China builds up in the South China Sea. America tries to have a China-focused policy. When we're trying to focus on China, then Russia threatens Ukraine with war. So keeping us from concentrating and focusing, believing that America doesn't really want to pay the price of this global order, creating complex challenges around the world that will ultimately, they feel, convince us to give it up and to retreat. That's, I think, what we're seeing.
Now, there is what some call a Washington consensus around this vision of a more robust American foreign policy in favor of this liberal rules-based order that you're talking about. But for a second, let's just challenge the premise. Is that really what the U.S. should be, given there's this tide against globalization in so many places in the world and given all the problems domestically our country faces at home?
Right. The question is what the alternative would be, in a sense. I mean, I think the question is, if you give up trying to define the world system, you'll have adversaries out there who try to define it in ways you don't like. In some ways, in the 1920s and 30s, the Americans came to this idea that, well, we don't really need to worry too much about how the world works. We've got two oceans. Hmm. And then they find suddenly they've got kind of Germany and Japan creating an international situation that was one Americans couldn't live with. That was why after World War II, Americans decided, look, we're just going to have to get involved. It's clear that a lot of Americans don't support that idea anymore. If you think about the last few presidential elections, if you add together the Bernie Sanders vote in the Democratic Party and the Trump vote in the Republican Party, you get a pretty steady majority who were fundamentally dissatisfied with the foreign policy status quo.
Yeah. That is Walter Russell Mead, Professor of Foreign Affairs and Humanities at Bard College. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you.